Mary had a little lamb.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
You guys were just talking about storm surge. For most people, that feels like a flood. This is storm surge. This is the ocean coming into Naples. There is no delineation anymore between the Gulf of Mexico and Naples at this point. There used to be a few hundred feet of beach over there. It's not there. We were just talking about roadways becoming waterways. That's exactly what we're looking at over here. There were cars nicely parked along the right and the left of this roadway. Take a look at the cars now. They're all bunched into each other over there. They've floated many, many feet. There's a car in the middle of the road behind us. But look, Randy, take a look at it. This is storm surge. This is what we're talking about. To most people, it seems like a flood. Take a look at that. Those carports across. The Gulf of Mexico is now part of Naples, Florida at the moment. Now, we are about an hour away from high tide. I have to thank a particular meteorologist who sort of sent me the exact time for where we're going to hit the high tide. But it's going to coincide with some of the worst of the actual storm. So when you combine the fact that we're not there yet, there's more storm coming and there's more tide coming. Everything we're seeing here causing these cars to float away and causing flooding here is going. Look at this. Look at this.
Oh.
And Chris, the other thing is when we're on the beach, and I'm hearing things snap and I'm hearing things hitting, when we're on the beach, you're generally not going to get debris coming out of the sea to hit you. But now we've got a lot of debris in this water. There are things that are breaking. There are things that are coming off of roofs. That makes it yet more dangerous. And we talked about those 42,000 linemen, electrical workers ready to fix things. They're not fixing things till the wind drops below 50 miles an hour and the water recedes, which is going to be at the best tomorrow. So there's a lot of this to come. The main danger right now is if you are not in your home, if you are on a road, or if you are in a place that is only one story and you can't get to at least the second story. Here in Naples, we're going to see 4 to 6 feet of flooding, but it might be higher than that depending on how low lying you are. But this is coming in forcefully, and it is, Chris, for all the hurricanes you and I have covered, this may be the best depiction I have ever seen of what storm surge actually looks and feels like.
I told you it was going to be a big ass wet one, and it's a sit and spin too. This storm that is being covered wall to wall. I'm in Florida, obviously. I'm on the east coast of Florida, where Ali Velshi was just reporting is the west coast of Florida, but this storm is humongous. It's 500 miles across, and it is a sit and span, right? What does that mean? It means it's not really moving very fast. It's moving about 3 to 4 miles per hour, which is about how fast you walk, okay? And so it's going to dump all of this water onto a low-lying, zero sea level Florida, and the ocean is going to become part of the west coast of Florida. Now, here's the real issue. Last night, we had, I don't know if you, where you live, you have weather alert systems, if you live in a tornado prone area, if you're in Oklahoma or Kansas, or even northern Texas, you know what I'm talking about, where you get like these tornado warnings on your phone or on your television set, and it goes, Well, we got them all last night. And I'm telling you, we're like 200 miles away from the eye of this storm. So you would think that the hurricane wouldn't even, be a thing for those of us on the east coast of Florida, right? No, not so. This storm is so big and it's packing so much moisture and so much wind that the tornado alert last night was going off like every 5 seconds. The thunderstorm activity was like, I've never seen anything like it. Okay, never. And I've lived in Florida for 20 freaking years. Last night, it looked like daylight. That's how much lightning strikes. That's how many lightning strikes we were having, one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. Tornadoes that moved airplanes around in some of the little local regional airports that we have here, cars. One of my friends over here on this side of Florida, on the east coast of Florida, one of our friends had her roof torn off her house last night. Seriously. And we're nowhere near the eye or even the eye wall or any of the main portion of this hurricane. Nowhere near it. So let me show you what's going to happen in Florida. Okay, there's going to be massive damage, as you can clearly see. There's going to be flooding. There's going to be a storm surge in places like, Tampa, St. Petersburg, going on down the coast. It's going to be in Punta Gorda, Sarasota. All of these, idyllic places where people from the Midwest tend to want to live, especially in, the summer months, okay? And so you have a lot of oceanfront apartments that are not really fancy. I mean, you're not talking like, hundreds of, millions of dollars worth of, extremely luxurious. You're talking about Midwestern properties, owned by people who come here from Wisconsin and from Michigan and from, Iowa. Anyway, what's been going on here in the state of Florida, and, we don't really talk about local issues all that much because they tend to be dull-ish, but in Florida, there has been this roofing scam that's been going on with homeowners here, okay? And that's because we have Republican government here where the laws and the regulations allowed insurers to engage in undercapitalizing and still selling insurance to homeowners, making people believe that, they were buying into a company that could insure them should the worst happen, right? Yeah, but there's no regulations. And so a dozen insurance companies that were operating here in Florida have gone out of business since January of 2020. Six insurance companies were deemed insolvent this year, and most recently, a federal court found that Fed National Insurance needs to be liquidated because of an ongoing financial issue, leaving about 56,000 policies just suddenly canceled. The price of homeowners insurance in Florida has like quadrupled. People, you know those little apps, they're like message boards next door. The one here, the one that Floridians, on the East Coast have been posting about. That they're all posting about, hey, did your homeowner's insurance just quadruple? Did your homeowner's insurance just get canceled? And you know what Governor Ron Death Sentence has known for 2 years? He has known that a major storm, any major storm, would put these insurance companies in further financial ruin and make it harder for people to make claims, after a major incident like this. There, what you're looking at in the Gulf, okay, which is the west coast of Florida, is about $258, $300 billion worth of damage that's just about to occur. That's what you're looking at. And the insurance crisis in Florida is the result of a roofing scam. What was the scam? Contractors and attorneys were filing fraudulent damage claims on behalf of homeowners and forcing insurers to settle out of court to replace roofs that were just simply old. And it was a big scam that was going on here. And I will tell you, I have neighbors that actually did it. I have neighbors that totally did it. I didn't do it, but I have neighbors who did. And then they got caught in the midst of the scam. And their roofs were like half off, half on, and they had all the roofing tiles up there. But the insurance company didn't want to pay. The lawyer was trying to get the insurance company to settle. And so people had crap on their roofs all summer long this past summer, waiting for the insurance company to settle. This made insurance companies insolvent, and state lawmakers and Ron Death Sentence, they said, oh, well, we'll get to it. We'll address the problem. We'll address it. Meanwhile, in 2022, over the whole time that people have been screaming, because, insurance, the people that post on Nextdoor, they don't know what's happening to them. They have no earthly idea. But 100,000 more claims and lawsuits were filed just this year in 2022.